And just before His Holiness came out to sit on the throne, a very beautiful light rain appeared. And then a rainbow appeared. I was there. It was very bright, and a rainbow appeared, and then out came His Holiness, walking past throngs of people. And wow. And we sat down. His Holiness sat down. We prostrated. And His Holiness proceeded to give us teachings on the 8 verses of thought transformation by Langri Tangpa, Geshe Langri Tangpa. And it was the first time I've ever heard of those teachings, but it made a tremendous impact on me. Number one, I revere His Holiness tremendously. And I've revered Him and have great faith in His Holiness my whole life, even up till now. And so to receive the 8 verses of thought transformation, in my mind, I thought He is Avalokiteshvara. Of course, I can't explain that to other people or to the scientists or to the educated people, but that's what I believe, and I still believe that. That His Holiness is Avalokiteshvara. And I thought, to receive teachings that are on mind transformation and changing of the mind from Avalokiteshvara Himself, how auspicious that is, I thought to myself. And so the teachings for about three and a half hours, it was incredible. Because we received all the teachings on the 8 verses and the oral transmission from His Holiness. And He also gave us the oral transmission of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. And He encouraged us to recite the 8 verses of thought transformation along with the mantra. And believe me, I did it. I recited that every day as His Holiness had taught us to. And after the teachings with His Holiness, we were so blessed because although there are thousands of people there, thousands, His Holiness stood up by where His residence was up there in the retreat center, in Geshe Wangyal's place, together with Geshe Wangyal, and He greeted each one of us. And it took hours and hours and hours to meet every single person, but we did. We actually got up there. We were able to touch His Holiness's hands. We were able to receive a red blessing string that He had blessed, and I tied around my neck. I never took off. And I personally got to offer the forearm Avalokiteshvara painting that I had made up to His Holiness. And His Holiness was so kind. When He turned it around, He saw that there was some writing, and He started to read it. And then when He read it halfway through, I folded my hands and I said, please don't read it now. Please read it later, because there are so many people waiting, but I thank you so much. And I remember during the teaching and also during that time when I offered the Avalokiteshvara, I could not stop crying. It was very difficult for me to control my emotions. I can't explain why. All I know was during the whole teaching for 3.5 hours, I felt tears streaming down my face nonstop. I felt I was in front of a person who is not ordinary. This is what I felt in my little child's mind. So after offering the picture to His Holiness, it was very emotional. I was so moved, and I was so incredibly overwhelmed by His Holiness's presence. And I pray that I may never be separated from His Holiness, never be separated from His presence, never. And so consecutively, as His Holiness visited the United States, there are other many great masters in the United States, such as the great Dromo Geshe Rinpoche in New York, the great Chongla Rato Rinpoche in New York, the great Kenso Losan Tachin Rinpoche in New Jersey, the great Geshe Sopa in Wisconsin, the great master and Mahasiddha Geshe Tsurim Gelchen La in Tubten Darjeeling, Los Angeles, still is there. And very often, the great Mahasiddha Lama Yeshe and Lama Sopa would be in Vajrapani in Northern California. There are many great masters. And then I also heard that there was the great Zazab Rinpoche in Canada. And all these lamas worked very hard and worked very, very tirelessly to teach Dharma and explain Dharma with no ulterior motive in the United States. And so from different places, and great lamas in Europe Great visiting lamas, His Holiness Kepjit Sarumchi, who visited the United States a few times at the invitation of Geshe Tsurim Gelsen and Lama Yeshe. So there were great masters in Europe, great masters in America. So you can see that Tibetan Buddhism was starting to take a foothold. But it was still seen as foreign and strange, and it was still seen as odd. For a European or American at that time, to take on Tibetan Buddhism was quite odd because they have their own culture and they have their own faith. But these great tireless lamas, and many that I have not mentioned, there are so many, have tirelessly worked and spread the Dharma. So, but each time His Holiness came, there was special, something special. There are many high lamas in Tibetan tradition, many high lamas, not just high in rank or hierarchy, but high in attainments. But as special as His Holiness, who can transcend borders, cultures, religions, people, who can meet scientists, doctors, teachers, lawyers, ministers, presidents, prime ministers, the Pope, Mother Teresa, and ordinary people like me, and that it was perfectly natural for His Holiness to meet them and talk to them and have dialogue, have interfaith services, scientific dialogue. He'd be perfect in every situation. And I realized that His Holiness, although extremely learned, very advanced in his meditations, very, very monkly, holding his vows perfectly, a perfect Hinayana monk on the outside, a perfect Mahayana practitioner on the inside, and secretly an attained tantric Mahasiddhi. Mahasiddha, perfectly attained Mahasiddha with great siddhis. And for incarnation after incarnation after incarnation after incarnation, come back in perfect form to teach and share the Dharma. And in this day and age, to transcend all borders and cultures and people and races and thoughts and education, to be able to relate to everyone personally, was a great boost to Tibetan Buddhism's growth in the world. The respect that people have for His Holiness, the respect that people have for His knowledge and His down-to-earth, His directness, and His incredible hard work and His incredible dedication to peace, even culminating in His Holiness winning the Nobel Peace Prize, touched millions of people's lives in the world today. I personally feel, it is my opinion that Tibetan Buddhism is well respected, not seen as a cult, is a valid religion. It is growing very fast, and it is especially accepted among the intellectuals and the educated. I think its acceptance is due solely to the kindness of His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. I think it is His Holiness's hard work. I think it is His Holiness's down-to-earth approach and His non-stop touring, His non-stop teaching, and His non-stop effort into meeting, talking, speaking, dialoguing, interfaith with so many people in so many countries, that Tibetan Buddhism has a very good, logical, clear, sound, and authentic, genuine basis, genuine respect from the world due to His Holiness.